I just want to show my athleticism out here. I mean, that's the main goal of the combine. So just show how everything on tape is actually who I am. It's not just because of the competition or something like that. So, I mean, come out here and show my strength, my athleticism. And the interview's been going well. A lot of questions, a lot of repeating myself, of course. But it's all been going well. Just taking it. It's a lifelong dream of mine. So I'm just happy to be here. Yeah, I had a couple informal interviews, and I have a formal interview tonight. No opinions. Yeah, I mean, I'm just all taking everything every coach has to say and just trying to incorporate it into my game, into whatever. And a lot of people have been saying I'm going to the Colts, but you never know. And if that happens, I'll be happy, of course, to get drafted to such a great city. And so I'm just looking forward to it. I mean, just high motor, high energy, passionate. Just the guy who's going to get after that quarterback, get after the guy with the ball, whoever has the ball in their hands. I'm running down 50 yards down the field just to get that ball. I'm doing a lot of great things with the pass rushing, doing a lot of great things stopping the run. Had pretty good season, I would say. And so just a guy that's going to play with a relentless motor.
Really, when you look at the draft this year, Barkley and the quarterbacks, who do you think? Are you the best player? Are you the best quarterback?
I mean, my confidence level is going to say I'm the best player. I mean, I feel like I put it on tape in 4 years, just putting on tape good film, and I feel like I'm the best player. I'm not going to say one person's better than me. But there's a lot of great players. Like Saquon Barkley put up ridiculous numbers yesterday in the past couple of days. Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, just all the quarterbacks you're hearing about. A lot of good, great players, and I just feel like I'm up there at the top.
When you look at the way the NFL is pass happy, from your perspective, what does a pass rusher – how does that impact the game?
I mean, it impacts the game tremendously. I mean, the quarterback's one of if a team doesn't have a quarterback, they don't really have anything. So a team with that my job is to get after one of the best players on the field, one of the highest paid players on the field. So it just changes that dynamic of a game. I mean, you see in the Super Bowl, sack calls, fumble, ends the game. Take it back to when the Broncos won, Von Miller just going crazy in that game, defensive MVP of that game. I mean, Super Bowl MVP of that game. This position is just such a prime and such a premium in this league because you're getting after one of the most important positions. I do feel like it's a little under-talked about, but in this game, it's about getting after the quarterback, like I said, and a lot of people, that's their main focus. And so I could do both. That's a positive in my game. I could just do both and don't have to just focus on the run because I can't pass rush that well. It's not like that at all. So if you want to talk about the pass rush, that's perfectly fine with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be amazing just to get drafted. I mean, this is a lifelong dream of mine. For me to be standing at this podium, getting these pictures taken and all that, I've seen on Instagram the past 5 years of my life, and I'm just like, man, I want to be right there. So just to be right here and just to be even in consideration with getting drafted is just a blessing. So whatever team takes me, I'll just be happy. I mean, I'll just take it on. I mean, take it on with a head full of steam. Just go out there and just compete to be my best. A lot of people going to have expectations of me, no matter how high I go, how low I go. It's just something I got to just stay humble and stay working on myself. Yeah, him and Quentin Nelson, outstanding players, and having to play against them is definitely a getting ready for the NFL. Just very athletic. Mike McGlinchey is a long guy, so just having to work against him. Quentin is one of the smartest players in the game. Just very, very great players, like I said, and it was a test to what's to come. Man, it's just something I do to get in people's heads. I mean, I do that in lightheartedness, and then it came to a point where I saw that it really bothered them. So if I see something bothers you, I'm going to just keep doing it. That's just who I am. Just annoying. You can ask my brother. If I see something bothers him, I'm just keep doing it. And so I saw that bother him, and they end up winning the game, but it got in the head a little bit.